What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 42, and today with us we've got Matt, Josh, and returning from the grave is Nick.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hello. Oh, hello. How's everybody doing? Hey.
Dude, action.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Nick didn't actually die. He was at, he was watching
Zombieland.
Cradle to the Grave.
Yeah.
He rented that and he had a marathon. But he's back.
X really did give it to me. I was afraid that X wasn't going to give it to me.
He brought it.
But X going, yeah. First we're going to rock.
Then we're going to roll.
Then we're going to roll. Yeah, yeah. And then he's going to drive an ATV from one skyscraper to another.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah,
I've had a pretty shitty day. I tweaked my back this morning.
I thought you were going to say your nipples.
No, that'd be a good day.
Those two.
I'm sorry, guys. This isn't the sciatica cast. This is about video games.
Sciatica cast?
Yes. Did you tweak your back, whatever that means, playing video games?
No, I did not.
Playing Kinect, maybe?
I did not, unfortunately.
Were you moving it?
Do you like to move it?
I do.
Really? No, echo.
You like to skip
really
it?
Expecting
I do.
It. Oh, no. You were playing skip it and you tweaked your back.
I don't know. I just like must have got up wrong or something, but it's been hurting all day. So now I'm just, I took a bunch of ibuprofen and I'm drinking like straight out of a wine bottle. So.
That's exactly how Kurt Cobain solved all his problems.
Yep.
I'm drinking out of a shotgun bottle.
I meant so, Jimi Hendrix. I always forget which one choked on their vomit and which one choked on
right,
the shotgun.
Right. So, you know, if I all of a sudden go silent during the podcast, well, then you know.
We'll know, yeah.
And we won't send help.
Because you could just be pranking us, and the worst thing to do is to prank 9/11. You don't want to call 9/11 and then have them be like, oh, you're pranking us? That's not okay.
That doesn't fly.
Not cool, guys. All right, well, let's get right on into it. Matt, have you been playing anything?
Yeah, I was playing this. I just moved my Wii back into my bedroom.
Ooh. Lots of Wii playtime.
Yeah, I've been playing Endless Ocean. Endless Ocean Blue World.
How is that?
It's really great.
Yeah.
I suggest it to any fans of underwater things, fish, sea cows,
coral,
boats, submarine sandwiches.
Oh, Scottie Pippen.
Hoagies,
Scottie Pippen loves that game.
Stogies. Just, you know, anything like that. If you like any of those things.
What about pierogies?
Pierogies, maybe. You know, rent it. If you're a pierogi lover, rent it. Don't buy it.
Did you buy it?
Okay.
I bought it.
How much is it now?
I bought it a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I bought it. It was $30. I just haven't gotten around to playing it till now.
And
it's really great.
You gave me a Wii Speak when you bought that.
Yeah, because it came with an
extra. I've never used.
I know, but we could use it.
So you guys haven't Blue Ocean together?
Oh, that's right. Sorry. The Wii Speak works in GoldenEye, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Oh, did you guys see that they're that this third party's releasing a Wii headset?
No.
Yeah, there's a third party that's, I don't remember who's making it, but it's a Wii headset.
Too bad no games support it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I think it basically is the Wii Speak in headset form, and they
right.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad no games support it, but still sort of cool.
Nice to know that people are trying to innovate out there. Trying.
They're trying to innovate.
I don't think I've been playing anything else. I tried to play StarCraft 2 the other day, and I was playing online. I'm just really bad at it, so it wasn't really fun.
So you got owned by Alex's brethren?
No, it wasn't any Koreans. It was just white people are the worst, or I guess rather English-speaking people, because Koreans, you know, they just say ki, 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 but that's all they say, like... It's just kind of menacing and kind of adorable also. But the English-speaking people just constantly talk trash like the whole game, and it just wears you out. So by the end of the match, you don't even care that you lost. You just want to leave. It's like, okay, I don't want to play this game anymore. It's driving everyone away.
I'm sorry they hurt your feelings.
No, they hurt my feelings. I'm not very good.
Show some respect. a little bit of etiquette.
To who?
Just fellow game players. Yeah, and Koreans, especially Koreans. I mean, they're taking trenches, man. They're dying out over there playing this game.
That's true. Respect.
But yeah, I'm definitely not playing Call of Duty because
Black Ops.
I hate it.
I heard that one comes with about, a 40 and a pair of cargo shorts.
Is Black Ops about the Tuskegee Airmen?
Oh.
No, that's Call of Duty Black Hawks.
Tom Clancy's Call of Duty Black Hawks.
That is good.
Somebody call Tom Clancy.
Or one of his many
already done
writers.
Actually, he's a really, really fantastic writer because instead of hiring just anybody to write his books for him, he makes all of them legally change their name to Tom Clancy. And then they have like these business IDs with their pictures on them, and they all have to take pictures of them on an aircraft carrier wearing that hat and sunglasses.
Tom Clancy, a man for our times. Classic American. I don't know. What have you guys been playing? I would like to know.
Nick?
I've been playing so many games since I last talked to you guys. All right, let's think here. I played and beat Dead Rising 2.
Cool.
I really enjoyed it. I want to play it a second time. It was really good. I liked it. Fallout New Vegas is what I'm currently playing. I really, really enjoy it. I am playing it more at a slower pace than I did 3 because I put so many hours into Fallout 3. And so I'm trying to just sort of pace myself so I don't do that where I waste complete days playing that game.
Do you like it better than 3?
Is it more of the same? It sort of feels like more of the same, but it's got a few different changes that I really enjoy. And because one of the reasons why it doesn't feel like it's more of the same is because with all the DLC from Fallout 3, it still felt like the same game because it was the same game and you played as the same character. But having a brand new storyline and your character being so much... he or she is such a different character than in 3 because I don't know, the world feels a little more alive. There's definitely more
alive unalive.
Unalive. Because there's more people with like little things to do and talk to, I think. It at least feels like it. And it feels like there's more cities. Where in Fallout 3 there were just like a handful.
It's not just New Vegas. It's
New Vegas. It's the Mojave Wasteland. The Hoover Dam is there. And there's also, I've run into a lot of really cool things.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
I just want to know if you could go to Shy City and touch big titties.
Oh yeah, you can go to Shy City, touch big titties.
Big radioactive titties.
Yeah. It definitely feels like, I've never played the first 2 Fallout games. Mm-hmm. But because I've spent so much time on the Fallout Wiki, I know a lot about those games now. it definitely feels more like the original Fallout games, from what I can tell.
Well, it's the original team, isn't
it? It's some of the original team. They definitely, I don't know, like characters like Super Mutants in Fallout 3, for the most part, except for one character, were big and dumb and constantly killing. And I went to a town in Fallout New Vegas that I saw like it was all super mutants and I sort of panicked and I like already threw them into vats, but none of them were hostile. So I let it play out and all the super mutants can talk and are friendly and are tired of fighting.
Oh
yeah. It was really cool. And there's a lot of character classes and creatures that weren't in Fallout 3 that have like made their return, like the Nightkin, which are like a breed of super mutants. Yeah, but yeah, I really enjoy it. I will probably continue playing it for a long time. And then I've been playing... I played more Mod Nation Racers.
Nice.
I played through Fallout... Or not Fallout. I played through Resident Evil 5 again. I played all the way through it with.
Did you get Move?
No, I kind of want it now, but I don't have anything to really justify it because there's so many other things that I'd rather buy. Because I really want to get Rock Band 3.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I mean, I know Will got a Move, and he said he really enjoyed Heavy Rain with Move. Like,
oh,
a lot.
Gosh. Yeah, I've heard really great things about Resident Evil 5 on Move. Mm-hmm. So I think eventually I will get it. Hopefully they'll drop in price sometime.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, probably not going to happen, but maybe at some point I'll get some extra spending money and I'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. I've played so many games. Oh, I played through Resistance Fall of Man, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a decent game. It's a lot of fun in co-op, just because, I mean, it's good old-fashioned split-screen fun. But that game, I don't think I would like it at all, playing it single-player.
Why?
It's already dated itself in a way. Just as far as first-person shooter mechanics have come.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely feels like it was trying to be Halo. As far as, I don't know, just the overall feel of it. But it feels way more level-to-level with no real story other than... Like, the story is just narration over still images, and they don't use cutscenes or anything like that.
I don't like that kind of stuff in games.
Yeah, exactly. It already feels dated, but I mean, I'm playing the first in a franchise that's already at 3.
Right.
That comes out soon. So I mean, yeah, I mean, we bought it for $11 and played through it in 3 sittings and had a good time with it, so. I played a little Street Fighter 4, and I remember why I don't like fighting games, and that's because everybody's who I play with has grown up on fighting games, and like when they were 3 years old were playing Street Fighter arcade machines, and they're already in like so much better at those games than I am. It's a really, really good game, and I'd love to play somebody who is as terrible at it as I am, but even the computer isn't bad enough for me.
Nice.
So, yep, I think that just about covers it.
Cool. Josh, what about you?
You know me, man. I don't have time for video games. The only video games I play are when I come over to your place to play Rock Band or Halo.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I also... Oh, I forgot that I also played through Uncharted 2 again.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I've been playing just some more Halo and Rock Band. I did get to play the Keytar over at a friend's house.
Oh, awesome.
And I played Pro Keys thinking that it would be, you know, kind of hard, but it's actually very hard.
Because, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I've only used it once, so I haven't learned, like, where the buttons are in correspondence to what it's telling me to press on screen.
Yeah,
so.
It's sort of, I was watching just some of the gameplay footage of it, and it looks like it's really difficult to tell when you have to switch octaves and stuff.
It gives you, like, a little heads up, like, there's arrows pointing one way or the other, like, a few seconds before you have to, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
The pro guitar looks... I mean, it looks pretty difficult for somebody who's never played guitar.
Which, the Mad Catz one?
Either that one or the... I think Fender makes one now for
the
it.
The Stratocaster.
With actual strings. That's
That actually got dated, finally. It's going to be out in March,
I believe. Yeah, for $250.
So. I think it's $280, actually.
Why are they waiting so long to come out with that?
I think they just released the game too early because they didn't have like any of the peripherals ready.
Huh. But yeah, the way it shows like the chord structure on that looks really confusing.
What do you mean?
Like the way chords actually look on screen when you're playing with the actual guitar.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you G, C, D. They show you just sort of. It looks like a weird. Like graph.
I thought it gave you like the letter and the fret to start on.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw that it shows like a 3, I guess, but I guess maybe it's I don't know. Maybe it's less confusing if I was actually playing it. But I'd really like to play the pro guitar, but I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
I wish there was some way that I could use a real guitar. Cause I got plenty of those.
Well, for me, this is going to be like my first real electric guitar, so That's how I'm justifying it, at least for myself.
Because it's a Squire strat, so it...
Right, exactly.
It works like a Squire strat, doesn't it? Like, outside of the game? That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a real guitar. It's just got modifications so that Rock Band can tell, you know, where your fingers are.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Word.
All right, so let's breeze through Adam's News Hour real quick. Microsoft finally raised the price of Xbox Live. It's now $60 for 12 months, and that sucks.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I have to cancel my Xbox Live.
Huh?
I got to cancel my Xbox Live. I forgot about that because I don't want ESPN, and also my Xbox is broken, so who cares?
Yeah, it's that doesn't make any sense.
It's because you got to get ESPN.
But their whole reasoning, for raising it is the stupidest. Like them, I would respect them so much more if they were like, "Oh, we raised the price because we can make more money, and we know you guys are going to pay it." Like I would be like, "Okay, at least they're being honest with us."
Right.
But the whole, well, I mean, originally you were just paying for video games, but now you're paying for Facebook and ESPN and Netflix, where it's still free on the PlayStation.
Right. It's ridiculous. Anyways,
yeah, I really like the way that Sony is going about it. Like they're making their pay service
optional.
I mean, it's optional, which is awesome. So you can still play games without having to pay money.
Well, the thing is,
if you do pay money, you also get discounts in the store, which is really cool.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Then
you don't get to keep your games after you stop using PlayStation Plus.
I think what really?
Unless they changed it.
No, I don't know, because I was buying I was going to buy the Undead Nightmare pack, and I bought the full expansion for $20 where you can get all three DLCs.
Uh-huh.
And each DLC is like $3.99, or $7.99 instead of $9.99.
So you have PlayStation Plus?
No, I don't. It just shows the Plus pricing when you go to buy it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that would be sort of lame if they... Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what they said at E3, but they very well could have changed it since then.
I guess they also like released a new movie purchasing. No, like there's like a PlayStation Plus like now video store sort of thing.
Huh. Well, speaking of PlayStation Plus, I think Hulu, I forget, is it called Hulu Plus?
Yeah, it's called Hulu Plus.
Yeah, so that's now on PlayStation Plus, but you have to pay an additional subscription to get that.
Yeah, you have to pay for Hulu Plus.
Yeah. All right. let's see. We got the Kinect, and along with that came the new dashboard update. And really all it does is it makes room for Kinect. But for those who don't have Kinect, which is pretty much everyone, it's just a visual kind of touch-up.
Yeah, and it makes turning on your Xbox in a dark room hurt your eyes that much more. Because they made everything so bright and white.
Yeah, everything, it's very like, minimalistic, flat, and, like, white.
I like the look of it.
I do, too.
It was sort
of... I like the sounds more than anything.
Yeah, exactly what I was about to say. Everything seems softer.
Yeah, exactly.
It was sort of, not jarring, but sort of weird to see my avatar for the first time with the new proportions.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of weird.
I didn't even realize, like... You know, it said it was updating my avatar, but until, like, Chase came over one day and pointed it out to me, I didn't really notice that it was, like, taller or anything.
Yeah, they have more human characteristics as far as their proportions go.
Yeah. let's see, what else? Somebody's seen the PSP2, hasn't really said anything about it. Blah, blah, blah. There's holographic technology at the University of Arizona. There's some videos online. That's pretty cool. There's going to be a 3D gaming phone.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Did you hear that? They're also there's somebody who's releasing like add-ons for the iPhone to add 3D.
Really?
Yeah, I guess that's something that's in development right now. That's going to come out eventually. So it's going to make smartphones 3D.
I don't even know how that'll work. Like, what on a smartphone can be 3D? Like, just, the interface?
It doesn't make sense when you have to touch it.
Yeah.
You're just going to put your finger through it or whatever, but...
I mean, I guess it could be cool.
I guess it's mostly just to compete against the 3DS.
Yeah.
which I still, no matter, I don't know. There's nothing, there's still nothing that makes me want to play mobile games, even now that I have a smartphone. I don't know
there's
if that's...
There's a few good ones, but...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't... I think maybe I'm becoming that old man who clings to tradition a lot sooner than I thought.
Maybe.
I already hate so many different things that are coming
one
out.
One game I have found myself playing often on my phone is Angry Birds.
Yeah, I keep hearing that that's really fun. I don't know.
I have no idea what it is.
I suggest Game Dev Story, as I did last week.
I don't know. I like when... I don't know. I was talking to a guy who works for the company... He's a developer for the people who make Angry Birds.
Really?
He works on social networking games. And he was talking about how like their studio is trying to aim more towards a specific set of people who are more casual gamers. I guess they're aiming to... like make casual gamers care about more of a hardcore gaming experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Which that was sort of interesting because I guess he said that their whole goal is to make games that feel like games, not just little applications. But that's, I mean, I guess that's cool, but still, I don't know. Maybe it's just because when I'm out in the world, I don't feel like pulling something out of my pocket and like I have a smartphone and I never use it in public. Like ever, I sit on the bus and just mind my own business. I never
twiddle your thumbs.
Yeah, I feel like I spend hours upon hours at home browsing the exact same websites over and over for updates. I don't need to do that while I'm sitting on a bus.
Yeah,
but maybe
well,
that's just
whenever
me.
I'm playing Angry Birds, I'm usually taking a shit. So.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You play games on the toilet.
No, that's exactly what smartphones have done for me. It just makes browsing the internet on the toilet look less shady. Because I feel like when I was living with my parents, me like taking the old laptop to the toilet.
Nice.
Like, that
what
just
was
looks
really weird is when I had a laptop when I'd have to bring my desktop, and at that point I didn't have broadband or wireless. Oh, I'd have to bring like my dial-up modem in there, and I'd be like, nobody use the phone, I'm taking a shit.
I'm taking a shit, and I'm trying to check my AOL. Just hang on, please.
Give me a minute.
There's all sorts of modem sounds coming from the bathroom. You must be masturbating.
While I'm at it, can someone bring me a roll of TP? We're out.
Gross.
And it also makes masturbating way more sneaky.
Yeah.
Unless you accidentally take a picture
of
yourself.
Well, they have that. You know, they have the pocket porn industry, I hear, is booming, you know?
Yeah.
It's optimized for mobile.
Yeah, it's just, I guess.
So now it can be in 3D. Yeah.
Well, they already have porn that's in, like, you know, like the blue and red 3D.
Yeah, they have
right,
blue and
red.
Right,
but now we have mobile.
Right, exactly.
I'm waiting for real D pornography where I can get a real D in my face. And
that's what everybody wants.
Well, Jackass 3D was a step closer.
Right? I haven't seen that.
Really?
I saw it, and I loved it.
Yeah, apparently I wanted to see it, but...
I like the other
all my friends went without me.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Somebody was telling me, like, fuckers. Oh... You should see Jackass 3D. There's like dildos that fly out or something in 3D.
See,
I was just thinking, like, no, but the thing is that every other 3D movie does the same thing. I went and saw Avatar, dildos in my face. Alice in Wonderland, dildos flying at my face.
Dildos
like,
in my face.
Get a new gimmick, guys. I mean, that's what I expect every time I go see a 3D movie.
That's actually the only. That's, I mean, that's one sequence, and it's the only time they throw something at you in that entire movie. Which I was
there was one time like when the guy was farting and like they had the little party thing.
Oh yeah, I guess. But at the same time, I feel like they would have gone with those shots.
Yeah. Probably.
Anyway, I don't know. I enjoyed that. I don't know. I feel like I enjoy Jackass, and I'm not afraid to admit that because there are a lot of people who despise it and think it's completely lowbrow.
You know that it showed it
by
showed
a lot of people. You mean
MoMA
me?
Opening night.
I well, no, not just you, Matt. There are other people as well. But I don't know. I enjoyed myself. It made me feel like I was 13 again. and I laughed.
Well, I was listening to NPR the other week, and they were interviewing Mike
Johnny Knoxville.
Who's the creator of Beavis and Butthead?
Mike Judge.
Yeah, and he was talking about sort of the reception of Beavis and Butthead, sort of on MTV, and it being considered just like a show that was only meant to like be stupid.
Yeah, but Mike Judge really actually doing, smart and funny.
Right, he's actually quite intelligent, and his intentions were to sort of point a critical finger at stupid people. You know?
Yeah, but Jackass isn't doing that.
Yeah, true.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Jackass necessarily is also going, we're just going to make the stupidest thing ever and people are going to buy it. It's so funny.
Well,
I think the reason why I enjoy it, I mean, I don't really care for the gross out segments and like the people who are all, oh man, they were throwing that dildo. Like, those are the parts that I smirk at, but I really like, the stunts and stuff like that. And I also like, I don't know, it just looks like friends hanging out, and I enjoy being there for that.
Yeah, this sort of interesting thing going on there with the whole, I guess it's not very amateur anymore, but when you go back to thinking about the original TV show. And
Yeah.
And
the way Spike Jonze helped fund it and get it started.
Right. And this sort of like average Joe sort of putting himself in harm's way on purpose for your entertainment.
Yeah. You know? And I guess it was started because Johnny Knoxville got his girlfriend pregnant and needed a way to make money. That was one of the reasons why he got involved with it.
Nice.
But anyway, the Jackass video game, yeah, we know it's a great video game, but what other games are out there? That's my transition. Let's keep going. Let's move on to something else.
Good transition. So
good
training. A few weeks ago, we talked about pirating in video games.
Oh.
And so some Japanese dude leaked some photos of Pokemon before it got out.
He just had to be Japanese.
And now he's in jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's just an example of the companies going after that single dude and just breaking them.
No, he also raped a lot of people, larceny.
And a lot of Pokemon.
Mail fraud.
Murder, they'll fit their families.
Yeah, I was waiting for mail fraud.
Yeah, so to be fair, it wasn't for the Pokemon. He did a lot of other crimes.
Yeah, it was for all that stuff he was doing while playing.
So the lesson here is that you can pirate games as long as you don't rape anyone.
Well, just don't murder. He murdered the whole police force in Japan.
Oh, okay.
The whole Japanese police force.
Well, basically, the lesson is, if you're going to pirate games, pirate a bunch of games, because it seems like the government is only going after those people who have downloaded like 24 songs. and they decide to make examples of the poor people who are just like, I wonder what the new Lady Gaga sounds like.
And the answer is fabulous. I went to Barnes & Noble a couple weeks ago, and there were 5 different Lady Gaga books on the shelf.
That's not enough.
Separate, like, not 5 copies. 5 different books.
Did you hear that, like, she, like, went for, like, through, like a scramble trying to buy all the rights to the videos and recordings of her before she was Lady Gaga and, like, have them destroyed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I watched like a YouTube video of her like performing at a bar, and oh man, it was like Alanis Morissette. It was so horrible, and just like there was nothing. She's so
I liked it better.
I don't
than
even know why I'm talking about
Lady
this.
Gaga,
because I don't care enough to care. But
because she's like a vortex, man. You get even
because she's kind so of beautiful. Close,
you just get sucked in.
She's perfect.
It's all those hats and masks.
It's all those hats. If you guys haven't checked it out, you should check out Nick Swartzen's Pretend.
No, we shouldn't.
I watched
it's all right.
Episode and I did not care for it.
I liked it a lot.
And he has a great bit of Gary Gaga, who's supposed to be Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw.
Really? I love that.
Now, I think with sketch comedy and stuff like that, you sort of need to have some sort of dry wit and intellect to make a point if you're going to be doing pop culture parody.
Right.
And I like Nick Swartzen as a stand-up comic, and I like him for the most part. He's not my favorite, but I think he's pretty funny, and he seems like a funny guy. but I feel like he's more about getting shit-faced and telling funny jokes instead of making sketch comedy. I don't think it is his...
I think his show is going to be funnier than that other comic who's... whole show is like interrupting other comics.
Oh my god, I can't believe you fucking said that, Adam.
You're so stupid.
Have you even watched it?
Is it on?
Yeah,
I didn't know it had started.
Doug Benson is like the funniest comedian of all time.
Who is this? It's the Benson interruption. The Benson interruption has been running as a live show at Largo for like 5 years now, and it's like it's acclaimed, and he made it a television show. It's not a television series like you're thinking it is. It's stand-up, and that's why they're putting it on Comedy Central. He brings on his like good comedian friends. I mean, he's not doing it to be a dick. What he does is he sits in a chair on the stage and has some of his comedian friends come out, and they do their sets, and he just jokes around with them.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. It made Nick Swartzen's set so much funnier because he was... talking about a dream where he said that he's like in his dream he wound up at the Super Bowl sucking his own dick, and Doug Benson interrupts and goes, "I don't think we can say that on TV." And Nick Swartzen immediately goes, "I was at the Super Bowl high fiving my own dick." Yeah, it's real. Give it a chance. I think you're judging it. That doesn't sound like I thought it would.
Doug Benson, it's hilarious.
It's like doing an impromptu stand up. Group act,
right?
So it's him just joining in on a stand-up set with his friends, and it's so funny.
I say give both shows a chance.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many sketch comedy. Like Comedy Central is now just making money by going, oh well, that last comedian's show failed. Let's get somebody else a sketch comedy show.
I mean, they find another comedian.
They're trying to get comedians to do sketch comedy shows.
They're trying to find the next Dave Chappelle. That's exactly.
Dave Chappelle was able to do sketch comedy very, very well, but I don't think. I mean, I love Dimitri Martin's stand-up, and I didn't care for his show. I got about halfway through the first season and stopped watching. I was happy that he had his own show, but I don't think he's that great of a sketch comedy writer. Yeah. But I mean, like, I feel like the Benson interruption is playing off of something that's already tried and true, and it's going off of something that is more fitting to the comedian sensibility than giving Doug Benson a sketch comedy show.
No, but I mean, also the Benson interruption is just, it's already, it exists already. It's been going for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
That's just what I said, tried and true.
Yeah, it's making a thing. It's not just...
Yeah, it's making a thing out of a thing that already exists.
Yeah. It's just filming something that's already going on. It's like Comedy Central Presents.
I don't think they're shooting it at Largo. I guess they're shooting it just a different area. But yeah, it's the exact same show.
I hope that they have some, because he's had some really great comedians do it.
Oh yeah, like, Eugene Merman, I think he's going to be on the next one.
Because I know live he's had even like pretty much everyone, even people like Adam Carolla was on there before and stuff.
Yeah, Adam Carolla's done some.
And that would be awesome to see people do it too.
I would love to see a Norm Macdonald interruption.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Oh, I love Norm Macdonald.
Yeah. Also, for podcast fans, if you're not listening to Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's podcast, do yourself a favor. I like that I'm giving him promotion on a show that needs no promotion.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
Don't pirate video games.
A few more things. There have already been reports that people have broken their TVs with Kinect. Not even a day after it came out.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Did you see that video of the kid getting elbowed in the face?
No, I saw that it was up, but I didn't look at it yet.
Yeah, that kid, he and his dad were playing Kinect Adventures, and the dad elbowed the kid in like the face and knocked him to his back.
Fantastic. Nice.
Yeah. It seems so much more dangerous than the Wii.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, it's really funny.
For those of you who have ever wondered why Gran Turismo is taking forever to come out, it's because the creator, when he made his first game, the publisher convinced him to put it out a little early, and he was kind of aware of like bugs and stuff that was still wrong with it and why it shouldn't be gone, but he agreed and released it. But then the fans agreed that, oh, you know, it's not ready, there's this bug here, that bug there, it's kind of shitty. And so that kind of scarred him for life, and now he doesn't ever want to release a game that's not 100% ready.
I think he just doesn't ever want to release a game again.
Well, it could be that
it
as well.
It is taking so long.
Yeah, he and his team make more money by just taking their time and keep raking in those paychecks.
There you go. And then one last thing about Kinect. Let's see. Who is the company that did this?
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, those guys. No, but there is an online company that's offering $2,000 to a person who can hack Kinect. Let me see.
What does that even mean? Hack Kinect, hacking a camera?
No, it means like going in the mainframe. Right,
open source drivers for this cool USB device. The drivers and/or application can run on any operating system, but completely documented and under an open source license. To demonstrate the driver, you must also write an application with one window showing 640 by 480 and one window showing depth. Upload all of this to GitHub. So, if you can, I guess, hack it to move, you know, like rotate up and down to track somebody, be able to like show its view, like the skeletal view and the point view, then I think that's what they're looking for.
Huh.
Yeah. So if you want $2,000 and you are a hacker, there you go.
Well, I watch the movie Hackers every day.
I started watching that the other day, and I didn't realize Angelina Jolie was...
showing her boobs in that movie?
Really? Sweet. Yeah. She's super young.
Boobies!
Though. Yeah, I think we're actually going to watch that in my programming class at school.
Nice.
Just because I've been talking about it so much, and I keep making references to it.
Very good.
So there you go, kids. If you want to watch a movie at school, just keep slipping it into general discussion.
Talk about it all the time. Yeah. Instead of doing your homework, write reviews to the movie.
Nick, can you also bring up the movie Gia?
Don't worry. Done and done.
Done and done.
That and, what's it? Girl Interrupted.
So, let's see. Just a few things I want to mention that came out. Obviously, Kinect came out. And then Scott Pilgrim versus the World Blu-ray DVD combo pack came out on Tuesday. It's fantastic, and everybody should buy it.
Guess who ordered that 3 weeks before it came out, and then Amazon still decided not to ship it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they shipped it the day after it came out. They shipped
that sucks.
It, today. Yeah, I know. I was sitting around on Tuesday so excited to watch all the special features and watch the movie again.
Yeah, Chase, Scott, and I, Scott's my roommate, we went to Walmart because I had ordered mine from Amazon, but Chase hadn't done that. So we went to Walmart at 12:30. We picked it up and we stayed up until 6 watching a lot, not all of them, but a lot of the extras.
I heard Edgar Wright does all those TV safe edits and puts them on the disc. And I heard that on the TV safe edit for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, they replaced the word ass with owls.
Really?
Yeah. So at one point, Scott goes, "Have you dated anybody who wasn't a total owl?" And then Ramona says, "You're not a total owl." And then Scott goes, "So I'm part owl?"
Very good.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody go pick that up and watch it to your heart's content.
As Adam has been doing.
Yes, I have been doing that. If I told you what else I was doing, you guys, well, maybe you guys would understand. I know Josh doesn't, but the listeners certainly would think I'm more crazy than they already think so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If Scott Pilgrim was a drug, I'd have you on fucking intervention right now.
Yeah, I think all my friends would. But yeah,
I really love that movie, but I really don't understand how you can watch it that many times and it not be just ruined for you.
Oh, it's still fantastic.
I've seen it 3 times, and I look forward to watching it again, but I feel like rewatching a movie that many times just kind of ruins it for me.
No, man. I love it. I just came home for the holiday, and I was listening to it on...
Which holiday?
Veterans Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I listened to it on the way down. So.
Wait, when was Veterans Day?
Huh?
When was Veterans
Day? Veterans Day is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the 11th.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to get my vet a gift.
Well, you better go off to the store and get something.
Nah, they haven't done anything for me.
So wait, is that like a holiday?
Yeah.
It's not like Santa. He didn't fight for my freedom.
Okay. So I think today we're going to talk about violence in video games. Is that right?
You know, I wanted to talk about this because, you know, the whole Supreme Court case that's going on right now. But frankly, it's 11:30 and I'm fucking dead beat tired.
Oh, God.
And I don't think I'd be able to sustain a conversation.
About a convo?
A convo.
And I don't know anything.
Can we just shoot the shit for the next like 20 minutes?
Yeah, man. That's what we do anyway. So yeah.
Topicless.
Yeah. Huh?
Guys, we're free-forming it. Okay, go. Think of something. Like a crazy hat. Like think of a crazy hat. What would it look like?
Lady
crazy
Gaga.
Hats only. Silly hats only.
Silly hats only.
What would the crazy
guys, Don Hertzfeld?
Hey
reference.
guys.
Hey.
My butthole. it's got blood in it.
Oh.
Is it rushing out, just like drowning everything?
No.
Is it fluxes?
When I wipe, I notice there's blood in it.
Could you consider that your anus is maybe bleeding?
No. I think it's more my taint. I wipe a little too hard.
Oh.
I think I pulled off some scabs.
You should get some softer toilet paper.
Two ply.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That was a reference to that. A cartoon.
What cartoon?
SpongeBob. Oh, nice, yeah.
The one with the butthole.
Oh, speaking of cartoons, did you guys see on Kotaku that Pendleton Ward drew up some, like a drawing saying how a Adventure Time video game might work?
Oh, my God.
Hey, you want to know something else? The person that I'm living with is Pendleton Ward's former roommate. And, they're best buddies, so it looks like I'm going to be best buddies with them, and you should all be jealous of me.
But wait.
I got some secret scoops about Pendleton Ward saying some pretty nasty things to his fellow roommates when playing Battlefield Vietnam. I think he called people fag-ass. I don't remember them all.
I know Alex, too.
yeah.
Different Alex.
But have you been living on him?
No.
On him?
On literally.
In dreams.
So like Scott and Wallace?
No, not at all.
It sure sounds like it.
I don't know. I think here's an interesting topic. What do you guys think is in the running for Game of the Year this year?
Ooh, that is a good topic.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game.
Shut up.
It's a great game.
Hush, Avatar, child. The video game.
You're right.
Avatar, the Fleshlight.
Oh, if Fleshlight Alien.
So it's just a clip-on ponytail?
Gross.
No. Well, it's a pony dick.
Connectimals, for
sure. It's probably Connectimals.
So
no, really,
innovative.
Really, like... Because I can't...
No, really, Connectimals.
I think Red Dead Redemption is my game of the year.
Yeah, I think Red Dead Redemption is my game of the year as well.
I'm sure Red Dead, New Vegas, and Rock Band 3 are going to be up there.
Alan Wake is
that
really,
should,
really great.
That. Yeah. Heavy Rain, God, I hope that gets something.
I'm sure it'll get recognized for what it was. But I don't know if it's game of the year. I really enjoy it, but not game of the year.
So good.
I know that Red Dead Redemption is like the only game I can remember liking this year. I was trying to think of what games I played this year.
Was Uncharted 2 this year or last year?
No, it was last year.
That was last year. That was last year's game of the year, too. For a lot of people.
Like, Rock Band 3 is probably cool, but
yeah.
I don't understand giving game of the year to Rock Band every year it comes out, which is every year.
Yeah.
Oh, Green Day Rock Band, maybe.
Oh, totally. Has Nintendo put out any
Mario Galaxy
big games?
Two.
Mario Galaxy 2 did, but I liked Mario
Galaxy.
That was
Galaxy. This
me
year?
And Adam, yeah. Me and Adam both agree that Mario Galaxy 1 was a little more enjoyable.
Yep.
But what does that
true.
Do with Game of the Year? Because they didn't come out in the same year.
They think about it, Matt.
Okay.
What else?
Metroid
Angry Birds.
Other M.
Metroid, other Metroid.
Did you know that other M is mother?
Yeah, I figured that from the moment I realized what the story was about.
So what, you find like nests and stuff?
Halo, yes. Yeah.
And Lucas Halo, and...
No, it's Cooking Mama.
Oh.
It's other Cooking
Mama. Oh, Halo Reach did come out this year, but I didn't really...
Yeah, Halo Reach came out.
I've decided that I'm not buying a Microsoft console ever again. I'm not buying another Xbox.
Really?
Not ever? Buying their next-gen console. They're piles of garbage, yeah. Microsoft's a terrible company.
Well, you're a Mac anyways, right?
Yeah. I don't support Microsoft. They're terrible.
Microsoft is dead to you.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to sell all my 360 games, I guess.
That sucks.
Well, may I please have my copy of Alan Wake back before you sell that?
You can have it. I don't want it. I don't think I was ever going to play it.
It's such a great game. Well, that sucks. That really sucks, Matt.
Well, you should tell Microsoft to make a better system that doesn't break every couple months.
That's true.
Yeah, I can understand the frustration.
Yeah. I've heard they've gotten that problem licked.
That's cool, but it would be great if they actually replaced my system instead of just, oh, here, we put some Band-Aids on it. Hopefully it's better. Like, that's what they did every single time.
Wah, wah.
Not very cool, Microsoft. You're going to pay.
Well, luckily, you still have, I think, 5 years until they release another one, so...
Yeah,
so I don't care. I'm just going to play my PS3, which is
I mean, you
doing
could...
Great.
They're probably going to do some, like, pretty cheap bundles for Black Friday.
Yeah, you can just throw your hard drive in one that you can only... I think you can spend $150 and get a new one.
I'd rather not, because there's a lot of music stuff I'd rather buy than...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the money to spend money on video game stuff because I buy so much music equipment and instruments. So when a console breaks, it's a big deal. So if my console didn't break reliably on me every couple months for the entire time that I've had it, then maybe I'd consider buying a new one. But when that has happened... It really doesn't... Like, if my PS3 broke, I'd probably buy a new one. If my Wii broke, I'd buy a new one. But actually, those companies would probably fix it for me.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And actually probably give me a new system.
You can only handle a console breaking 5 times before you're done.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with my PlayStation 3. I think that's one of the best video game console investments I've made.
Oh, definitely. And that's the thing. I preferred Sony last generation, too. The only reason why I didn't like them this generation at first is because it was $600.
How expensive. Yeah, it was way overpriced. So, that was a mistake.
Once those went down and developers started supporting it because people started buying it, it's awesome. It's a great system. The online works great. It looks like in the Horizon, especially, there's going to be... some great games coming soon.
I know. What with Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh my god! That's exactly what I had in mind.
They announce the remakes?
Yeah, they're going to be released on Blu-ray disc. They're updated.
Sweet.
So the textures and draw distance and all that good stuff will be.
Oh my gosh! Oh, and god, the frame rate, because Shadow of the Colossus is the worst frame rate in the entire world.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, you know what we didn't do? We didn't read our fan mail from this week.
Well, are we ready for fan mail?
Oh, I don't know.
Have I been mentioned in any of the fan mail since I've been gone?
No,
maybe. I'm a little behind on listening to the episode.
I think you were mentioned in like one or two.
So two people missed me?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm gonna go back to never appearing. Well, let me just address that. Right now, I don't have a place where I can record the podcast reliably. And so I haven't been able to be on the podcast, but I hope to be on it more in the future.
Yeah, so Nick, now that you're here, why don't you tell us a little bit about your life? What's happening with you?
It's really depressing, and I don't want to get into it.
I'm sorry.
Not for all the strangers. If people really want to know, instead of me telling them, I'll start vialing all my tears.
You'll act it out.
I'll start wringing out my pillow.
Well, guys...
mailing it to them.
I'll give you a quick rundown of the situation. While Nick was watching the rundown...
I didn't even tell you guys. 2 weeks after I got to San Francisco, I got mugged.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going out to get some pizza with a friend, and I got mugged.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And dude. So I've been... Like, they caught all three of the kids... who did it. I say kids. Like, these kids, they were menacing people, and I would have sworn that they were in their 20s, and it was so much more embarrassing when I'm sitting in the back of a squad car, and they're like, yeah, so they're all minors. Yeah, they're like, all three of them were 17. Oh, I think one of them was 19, and then the other two were 17.
Well,
but, I mean, yeah, so I've been constantly been getting calls from, like, the attorneys and, like, the judge and the DA.
Holy crap.
And, like, they're always like, well, the court date's this time, and if you want to press any more charges, and, like,
Wait, can I press a couple more charges?
Yeah.
Is there any way, like, I can blame my bad back on them?
They keep reminding me that I have a chance to press charges, and I always have to tell them, no, I don't want to press charges. And I told the district attorney of California that as long as the kid gets the death sentence, I'm happy. Like,
no. Jeez.
And she didn't think that was very funny. And I apologized for making that joke, and I told her that I don't care anymore, and that they can do whatever, and I don't want to press charges.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, the story was that they were Mexicans who were trying to steal your job.
Well, it was two Mexicans and a black man.
Yeah, they were trying to take your job away from you. They're just like, give me your job, and you're like, I don't have one. And it was really scary.
And the black guy was a socialist, and he was like, here, take this health care. And I was like, I don't want it. I don't want it.
And then they knocked you on the ground, and you pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. And capitalism beat the shit out of him.
Cool story, bro.
The CEO of Microsoft came down and punched him.
Personally. In the face.
He's like, this is personal. And then he punched him.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so getting mugged is a blast.
I bet.
If you want to get mugged, you should do it soon. Sooner rather than later.
Why is that?
Just because you know how, like, keeping your virginity is, like, better to wait until you're, like, 40 and, like, in an awkward situation on a date, like, how it's just so much more fun that way.
Sure.
It's the opposite for getting mugged. Like, when you feel like you're physically able to overpower your attackers, it's just not worth it anymore.
Guys, I was mugged by my uncle when I was 9 years old. And that's
great experience,
all,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and I don't regret it. We're still friends.
Well, it was just the tip, right? He took all the tips from
when I was a newspaper delivery boy who delivered newspapers in the middle of the day. That way I could hand them to people and get a tip.
Oh man, just the tip.
That's why newspaper men don't get tips. They could be making so much more money if they just delivered them at night.
If they weren't delivering pizza, if they weren't delivering pizza and they started delivering newspapers.
What if you were a neighbor and you subscribe to pizza delivery and every morning frozen pizzas were thrown at your door? Just came, like the guy watering his lawn, he gets a couple pizzas, Red Barons.
Oh man. And every time you go to Best Buy, they'd be pressuring you to sign up for pizza subscriptions.
That's the wave of the future, man. That's what they're going to do when we can, like, order pizza on our consoles.
Yeah, when food becomes socialized.
When it just zaps out of the computer screen right into our mouth.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's in a perfect world.
Think about that for a second.
That's in a perfect world where food facts exist.
A perfect circle.
And a perfect circle cover band. Called pizza.
All right, let's read our one listener mail. So Gianpiero Baraldin says, "Hey guys, first and foremost, great podcast. I love to listen to it while in class because school sucks and it's boring. Since I have been listening to your podcast,
dang,
what? Since I have been listening to your podcast, school so interesting."
You definitely have a thing.
Which is why he needs to stop listening to the podcast during school.
I'd say it's time to take the computers out of your ears.
It's great to hear what you'll be doing WT Podcast every week. Well, since no one is emailing you, I thought that I would make your day. I am a little late for this, but I think the scariest game that I ever play has to be Condemned 1 and 2. That's actually some pretty good games.
I've heard good things.
A cop who is chasing a serial killer in the first, then becoming a serial killer in the second, is fucking scary as shit. Sorry for the spoiler if you haven't played it.
Yeah, God damn it.
You put the spoiler alert before you give the spoiler.
Wait, you play as Scott Shelby in the second game?
Yes, you do.
That was like when I was reading a newspaper article that was reviewing the movie Seven, and they were like, that part where Gwyneth Paltrow's head is in the box at the end is fucking nuts.
Oops, sorry.
Whoops.
Hopefully that my spelling is better than the other emails that you've gotten before.
Nope.
Yeah, it's marginally better.
No, the spelling is okay. The grammar's terrible, though.
Yeah, he spelled all of his sentence fragments very, very well.
Sorry if I'm all over the place with information, but I have too much to say. What are your PSN? I'd love to play with you. Mine is Patron Saint O-E Pick. So, O-Epic. P-A-T-R-O-N-S-A-I-N-T-O Epic.
You're giving this out.
Well, I mean, he gave it to us, so listeners, if you want to hit him up, then there you go.
There you go.
With other news, knock him up.
You should twit bomb him.
Ugh, gross. That doesn't sound good at all.
Twitter bomb.
Right. With other news, do you think Xbox and PlayStation are selling out because their PlayStation Move and Xbox Kinect are copying Wii's motion control system? Yes.
Yes, I think so as well.
But I have absolutely no idea.
I don't necessarily... Did you say copping out?
Selling out.
Or selling out.
Yeah.
I don't think they're necessarily selling out as much as they are...
Copying.
Blatantly copying.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess... I mean, in the long run, Nintendo did something that was successful, and they're
right. Exactly. I mean, it's just it's the same thing with the D-pad, the joystick, the Rumble Pack.
Yeah, it's look at the smartphone industry. Everything is being taken from the iPhone. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, there you go. I think so. They're just trying to make as much money as possible. Also, I think that things should be quality.
Fuck that business. Trying to make money.
Also, I think things should be quality than quantity.
I agree. Quality then, T-H-E-N, so I agree. If you make a quality product, make a lot of it.
Yeah, then make a lot of it, yeah. So that'll work, yeah. Okay, so I have a podcast topic for you. Are you ready for it? ... What is the greatest game console in the world?
Dreamcast!
Yeah, I would agree with that.
No, I was joking because that's the stupidest... most cliched answer.
We've gotten to the point in time where if the Dreamcast were still around, people would be like, well, it doesn't work as well as my new system.
I love the Dreamcast so much.
I feel like the point of releasing a new system is to outdo the last system.
Yeah, whatever this round of systems is the best. And they'll make more better ones.
All right, well, I don't know if I would say best, but I have best memories from certain systems.
Yeah, when I was a kid, but that's like saying...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when were playgrounds the funnest? And I'm like, when I was five. Like, they suck now because I can't do anything there.
Have you gone to a playground recently?
They're fun nowadays for different reasons.
There's a new level of fun, and it's called eye candy.
Oh, God.
It's called hanging out beneath the slides, rolling doobies. Getting drunk.
Regardless of reputation or how old school it is, it's all about your thoughts. Another one I all of you debate.
Super Famicom.
The greatest, only for a game console. I'm not really sure what that sentence was asking.
Wait, yeah.
Another one.
He said he wants to know what the best exclusive game for a console is. And obviously Zelda something.
Wind Waker.
Okay. How did he get into college?
He put, for example... Oh,
actually,
Legend
I'm just
Zelda.
Assuming that he's in college. Never mind.
He's probably 12, okay?
How did that kid get into middle school?
So, wait, Matt. What was the question?
Well, look, read the next sentence. It makes sense.
All right, here. Another one I all of you debate, which is greatest only for game... Okay.
No, read the
for
next
example,
sentence.
I know, for example, Legend of Zelda is only for Nintendo's thing, and Ratchet & Clank is only for PlayStation, even Halo for Xbox.
So that's a question. Even Halo for Xbox?
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
No, because Halo's on PC.
So wait, is he asking like the only like exclusive games or like big?
No,
like,
he means exclusive games. So what's the best exclusive game? Like Ratchet and Clank is for PlayStation. Is that the best exclusive game out of everything? Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Halo's the best.
All right. And then he tells us how to pronounce his name, which was nice because it's hard to say. So,
what is it?
G-N-P Arrow Beraldin.
He said that's it for this email. Expect more from me. And go ahead, send us more.
Yeah, Piero,
that was a great email.
I dare you.
Yeah, I mean, brush up on your grammar. Go to urbandictionary.com, learn some new words.
Pay attention in class.
Yeah. But definitely,
maybe do some spell check before you.
You seem like a great guy. Yeah. Oh, if you want to play PlayStation with us, my PlayStation gamer tag is mullet, MULLITT, and then an underscore.
Nick?
I don't remember party in the front. Is.
You don't? Isn't it Tugboat?
I think it's Tugboat 1138.
All right, mine's Suzukan.
Tugboat is spelled with two G's.
Yeah, Sizukhan is mine. So there you go.
And I'm poor. Come play with us. PS2.
Yeah, if anybody wants to play PlayStation Home with me, just
oh gosh, I miss PlayStation Home.
I know the Home guys haven't fought the Assassin's Creeders in a long time.
Oh man.
Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood's coming out, so there's going to be a whole new clan new of wave. Assassin's Creed.
I know. If anybody wants to join the Home Guys, definitely hit us up on PlayStation Network or go to our message board. You'll find our PlayStation tags.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So one last thing before we leave. I asked on Facebook for people to tell us what they thought about violence in video games, but unfortunately, nobody said anything.
Because they were too busy bashing virtual heads.
Yeah, but the thing is, I threatened to kill some kittens if nobody responded. So I think
that's your biggest mistake. Is that that's what they're looking forward to. Is us killing kittens.
Right. See.
Well, I mean, I already said it, so now I kind of have to do it.
Well, guys,
it's like trying to call a bear out with some honey. I mean, it's
if you wear an elf mask, it's okay because elves natural. Enemy and food source is cats.
I see.
Well, I mean, if you really think is in action, like, I'm not taking any steps to save kittens. So, in a way, I'm killing kittens.
You're right.
Right, you're right. Right. Well, think about that, listeners. All right. So, if you want to contact us, you can find our board on tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It'll take you to the same place. Come join us, see what we talk about, some new stuff, give us some podcast ideas, whatever. Email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Ow, fuck.
You can look on our Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast, and of course Facebook is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And as always, please give us 1,000 stars on iTunes. Tell us how good we are and keep on keeping on. Yep. So, I guess we'll talk to you guys next week.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Matt, Nick, and Josh. Bye, guys.
Well, thank you, Adam.
Yeah, bye. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
Fuck
you. See ya.
David O. Russell?
Oh, yeah. He's fucking insane. Yeah, and also, there's interviews with George Clooney where he talks about how he'll never...